The gospel and the quake crisis in Turkey proved to be a volatile mixture. The United Nations is calling for reform in Iran and for the release of a pastor, and Christians are providing tools and resources as China's sleeping dragon wakes. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christian teams are still responding to the massive earthquake that killed over 500 in Turkey Sunday. In crises such as these, believers often get excited to share Christ's hope with the victims. But Pastor Kerem Koç, a partner of the Evangelical Alliance Mission, has a surprising warning.
This is actually a very, very dangerous time to share the gospel.
He knows from experience. In 1999, a similar earthquake hit. As Christians distributed aid, they also gave Bibles. The effect was years of outreach efforts undone.
People are thinking that you are helping to them without really any expectations. And as soon as you share the gospel or give the Bible to those people, they are really getting offensive. In our country, people are already offended by the gospel itself, and so we are very careful how we do this.
Koç is advising ministries to just serve for now.
That's a great time to make some friends, help them, serve them, and just be the light that the Lord wants us to be.
Pray for other opportunities later on. Next, the United Nations is voicing concerns over Iran's penal codes and calling for the release of a Christian pastor. Last week, an independent expert on the situation surrounding human rights detailed Iran's flagrant use of torture, abuse, and execution on prisoners. The expert also called for the release of several prisoners, including Pastor Youssef Nardakhani, who's facing the death penalty for apostasy. Pray that the body of Christ will continue to multiply and mature despite persecution. You're listening to Mission Network News. U.S.-assisted efforts may be getting closer to capturing Lord's Resistance Army founder Joseph Kony. The hunt has brought up bad memories in Uganda, where the ruthless leader, known for his recruitment of children, scarred thousands. Worldwide Christian Schools has tended to many students who've been directly affected, and Dale Dielman says his capture may help with the healing.
I think it'll bring some degree of closure, particularly to families and to some communities. They can breathe a little easier.
Worldwide is building a school right by the Congo border and hopes to be a light to those who leave the LRA once Kony's gone.
This is their life, and it has been for decades now. And to change that and to, you know, go back to farming or going back to having a small shop somewhere, or these young child soldiers, you know, picking up a pencil instead of an AK-47 is going to be a huge change.
Pray that they turn to Christ as Christians reach out. Elsewhere, China's meteoric rise to power over the last two decades is likely one of the most significant developments of the marketplace. The reality is that China is a force to be reckoned with, and it's a good time to engage the leaders of the business world. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says they held a strategic meeting in China to do just that.
Today is the day that we need to plant those seeds of thought into these new emerging Christian leaders in China, that they have a global responsibility for the fulfilling of the Great Commission. And as resources shift and power shifts, we'll see Chinese helping fund the advance of the gospel around the world.
The Marketplace Missions team gave Christian business leaders spiritual encouragements as well as practical business training.
It adds to the spiritual capital of that country. It adds to the moral fabric of the country. And the more that that is done, I think the more that believers will be seen in a positive light versus a threat.
And with more than 68 million active users of Facebook.com, organizers are seeking to tap into the potential that social networking can offer. A Pioneer's Facebook ad campaign in North Africa during Ramadan capitalized on that. More than 4,500 people liked an Arab Christian website, and about 180 wrote messages through Facebook. Some had crucial questions to ask, such as, how do I become a Christian? So please pray for the response team as they follow up with these individuals. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating 20 years of ministry. Can you help us celebrate? $20 for 20 years and get a Mission Network News 20th anniversary t-shirt. You'll be helping MNN call ordinary Christians to share an extraordinary message. To get yours, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.